It's the 23rd of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new MP will be elected in mid-Bedfordshire at the next general election. Alistair Stratham, the current Labour MP, made history during October's by-election when he ousted the deeply entrenched Conservative Party, which had been in power since 1935. He inherited the constituency from his predecessor, Nadine Dorris, but now will be running in the newly created Hitchin district, which will also include Shefford, the town of his residence. Mr. Stratham said, "Having spoken at great length about how important it is for MPs to live in the community, I think it would be entirely inconsistent to stand in an area where I was no longer living." Stratham said that up until the election, he will continue to represent the people of Mid-Bedfordshire in the best way possible. Joseph Dunn, the owner of a Bull Mastiff breed named Rebel, is thankful that his dog has not received a destruction order following its fatal attack on a Labradoodle puppy named Wallace. As a result of the incident, which took place in the village of Lower Dean, the 53-year-old Dunn has been forced by the court to pay a total of £6,500 in restitution. Luton-born actor Barry Holland, who played Imperial Officer Lieutenant Renz in the second Star Wars sequel Return of the Jedi, has died at the age of 85. His iconic line, "You rebel scum," is often echoed throughout the film's fanbase. Holland also appeared as an extra in many other productions, including Clash of the Titans, The Shining, and Raiders of the Lost Ark. His daughter, Lavina, said that although they've lived in Hatfield for many years, Luton was always his home. A biography of the actor and director Clint Eastwood has been returned to Bedford Central Library. The book was borrowed on the 6th of May 1986. If the original patron was forced to pay the late fees for the book, it would total almost £5,000. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.